Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I don't know what the real B.B. King was singing about, but I can tell you that David was to the point where the thrill of knowing God, praise God, had left him. And praise God, and he wanted it back. And he went to the one that he knew that can restore, praise God, that spiritual joy. I said at first, it's a pitiful sight. Praise God, it is hopeless, a hopeless feeling for a believer, praise God, who has lost that spiritual joy. Amen. See, when you lose your spiritual joy, you can get up there in the choir, but you can't sing right.
Yeah. Hey, Pastor. Hey, preach, Pastor. Preach, man. Preach, Pastor.
See, when you lose your spiritual joy, you can get on your knees to pray, but you can't even pray right.
Preach, Pastor.
See, when you lose your spiritual joy, you can come in here and try to fellowship. You can't even fellowship right.
That's right, Pastor.
Praise God. So what he's saying, that he expressed, he was expressive. He went to the one that he knew can restore. Oh Lord. Didn't go to a palm reader. Didn't go to a soothsayer. We got so many people done lost so much money going and telling all these crazy folks their business, and they regurgitate back to you the same thing you told them, and you pay them all kind of money. Come on, honey, tell me something about yourself, and you get to talking. And then when they finish, They look at you and say, well, let me tell you what's going on in your life. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. And else you sit there and get all crazy. Ow! She told me everything that I knew. And then they tell you, now, that's going to cost you. That little session going to cost you. Praise God. Don't go to those folk. Go to the Lord when you want your spiritual joy to be restored. Don't you go out there to these folks running around here, praise God, making believe that they are this, that they can read you. I always get mad when somebody told me, man, the Lord told me to tell you. Wait, hold it. How in the world the Lord gonna tell you something about me? I talk to the Lord every day. And I need to know why he didn't tell me. Praise God. So don't come back telling me about the Lord. Lord told me to tell you that. No, Lord didn't tell you that. Let's just stop that lie right quick. The Lord didn't tell you that. That ain't the Lord. That might be your own inner feeling, but that ain't the Lord that told you that. I talk to the Lord every day, y'all. I talk to the Lord sometimes 2 and 3 times a day. Praise God. I cry out to the Lord. So the Lord has no business going to somebody else telling them something about me. Praise God. He need to tell you something about yourself. Praise God. So David, we see the request for restoration. But number three, we see the reasons for the request. See, if we ask the question, why did David ask the Lord to restore his joy? I believe that I can give you at least 4 reasons why he asked. First of all, sin and disobedience had run its course in David's life. Praise God. And through his sin with Bathsheba, praise God, who was the wife of Uriah. Yeah. That sin had run its course in his life. Yeah. And if you are truly a child of God, sin and disobedience are things that you want to run out of your life.
Yeah.
Praise God, and not things that you want to hold on to.
Yeah.
Amen. So those things had run their course. So David had to make a request.
Yes, sir.
Praise God, for God to restore that joy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But secondly, David knew that sin and joy cannot exist in the same heart at the same time. Oh, Lord, let me let you think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Amen. Can I say that again? Praise God. He knew, praise God, that sin and joy, praise God, cannot exist in the same heart at the same time. Praise God. If you look to James, James will probably tell you, say, you cannot serve two masters. You're going to either hate one and love the other one, praise God. So you can't have sin in your life and praise God and have joy in your life at the same time. Praise God. They are diametrically opposed to each other. Praise God. So you need to have your life ought to be a life if you say that you're a child of God. Now let me make sure I don't want y'all to walk out here and think that we are all perfect. We're not. Amen. We're not perfect.
That's right.
We're striving towards perfection.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I always tell people this. If you were saved 10 years ago and you were sinning, praise God, you ought not be doing that anymore. I just got to say that. I don't care what nobody say. Praise God. You can't be out here, praise God. Can I say it the way I want to say it? Well, y'all won't get mad with me. Can I really say it the way I want to say it? You can't say that you are married, praise God, and then you running around with Sue, Jane. Somebody say anime. Sally, now, if you were doing that 10 years ago after you just got saved, now that you have matured as a believer, come on, now that you have matured as a believer, praise God, you ought to tell Sally, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for even messing up your life. Annie Mae, I'm sorry. Tanya, I'm sorry. Oh, you had to throw Tanya in there. I'm married, praise God, and guess what? What God has put together, the Bible says, let no man put asunder. Amen. That's all I'm trying to say. As we mature as believers, praise God, there ought to be some change in your life. If you were a big liar 10 years ago, and you got saved, man, if you told 100 lies, by now you ought to be down to at least 20.
Amen, Pastor.
Yeah. You ought to be down, you know, if you used to cuss all the time. And some of us know about that. Man, if you were cussing like a sailor, I'm sorry if there's any Navy people in here. You were cussing like a sailor. Thank you, Brother Hayes. Oh, I forgot. If you were cussing like a sailor, praise God, you ought to get to the point in your life as you mature where those words will leave your vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But not only another reason, rebellions, adultery, and murder has caused tremendous problems in the life of David. There was no way for him to rule as king, praise God, and rule fairly, praise God, being rebellious to the law of God. There was no way for him to do that, praise God. So he had to ask for restoration, praise God. He had to get that sin conscious out of him. Praise God. And fourthly, David was tired of sin and its consequences. You see, there are some things about sin. Sin hardens us. Amen. And hard-hearted people are certainly not joyful people. Not only does sin hardens us, sin hinders us. You see, one loses his or her joy when there is unconfessed sin because it grieves, praise God, the Holy Spirit, who produces joy in the heart of every believer. Finally, sin handicaps us. It cripples one's life where one cannot think right, cannot walk right, cannot feel right. You see, a sinful life is a miserable life. That is, and this is the reason why we need to confess our sins to God, who is faithful and just. To forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Well, I have discussed the repentance response. I have discussed, praise God, the request for restoration. I have given you some reasons for the request. But that's one thing that I haven't shared with you. And I'm going to use this as I close. Praise God. We see in our text, praise God, the results, amen, of restoration. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or neighbor. There are some results of your restoration. Amen. See, if we everybody look at somebody and said that covers all of us, amen. You see. If you look at verse 13 says, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Amen. You see, if you look at verse 13 says, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. There are two results that are in that particular text. Yes. Amen. The first, in other words, tells us that there will be teaching. Yes. Amen. Yes. I, if you don't see it, it's there. That there will be teaching. Yes. You see, any believer who has had his or her joy restored would hopefully have learned a valuable lesson and will teach transgressors. You know who transgressors are. Now the other wayward people, praise God, the way of God. So there is in fact a teaching that takes place. But secondly, praise God, in that text, we will see that as a result of the teaching, as a result of the restoration of our spiritual joy. Praise God, we'll see that, praise God, sinners will be saved. Amen. You see, no believer whose joy has been restored will be able to keep it to himself or to herself. It's going to be just like the songwriter who sings the song and who penned the song that said, praise God, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I just couldn't keep it to myself. I remember, praise God, back in 1979, when I finally gave my life to Christ. Brother Hamilton, let me just tell you, that was a time when I used to play church. Oh yeah, I know y'all looking at me strange, but I used to play church. I used to go to church, sung in the choir, taught Sunday school. Praise God, but you want to know something? I didn't even know the one that I was singing about. I picked up all of that stuff when I was a child, and thank God the word say, train them up in the way that they should go. And when they get old, it will not depart from them. So I'm glad that my mama, my grandmother, and my grandfather, that they brought me to church so that I could learn some of those things of the Bible. And those things never departed from me. But it was not until February 1979 when I had a personal relationship with my God. And if you had a personal relationship with him, if I call your month, would you wave your hand if your personal relationship came in January? Let me see your hands. Thank you. If your personal relationship came in February, let me see your hand. If your personal relationship with him came in March, let me see your hand. If your personal relationship came in the month of April, let me see your hand. If your personal relationship with him came in May, let me see you wave your hand. If your personal relationship came with him in June, let me see you wave your hand. If your personal relationship with him came in the month of July, would you raise your hand? If your personal relationship with him came in the month of August, let me see you wave your hand. If your personal relationship came in September, let me see you wave your hand. If your personal relationship with him came in the month of October, raise your hand. And if your personal relationship with him came in the month of November, let me see you raise your hand. If your personal relationship with him came in the month of December, would you raise your hand? I'm here to tell you this morning that I'm glad, praise God, February 1979, the same Jesus that I read about, the same Jesus that I sung about in the choir,
the same Jesus that I taught in Sunday school, the same Jesus that I prayed to, praise God, in the morning time, at noontime, and at evening time. The same Jesus made himself known to me. And I know one thing, when I'm going through some dumps in my life, praise God, when I've done something that I know I shouldn't have done, when I've said something that I know that I shouldn't have said, there is a man, I don't know about you, stands on my shoulder. Sometimes he's on my right shoulder. Sometimes he's on my left shoulder. And when I give somebody a piece of my mind, y'all know how y'all do that. He tells me, now you know you had no business giving somebody a piece of your mind. You need all the mind that you have. And he would tell me to go back to that person. Let that person know that I'm sorry. Let that person know, praise God, that they are my friend. And I'm here to tell you, and when you do that, praise God, you can stand in choir and sing, praise God, like an angel. You can stand behind the pulpit and preach like Paul. You can sit in the pews and wave your hands like every saint of God, because you know who it is that you're waving your hands to. You get up to the point, praise God, that when you get into a praise, you wouldn't be ashamed of those who are around you. We got too many Christians who got to the point in their life that they don't want nobody to see them emotional about Jesus. But you take that same person to a football game. Take that same person to a basketball game. Take that same person to a tennis match. Praise God, and they'll be rooting, praise God, for that player. But they don't want to root for Jesus. You know the reason why I root for Jesus? Because over 2,000 years ago, praise God, he donned a cross across his shoulder, went up a hill called Calvary, and he died a vicarious death, and they put him down in a grave. He stayed there 3 days and three nights, but early one Sunday morning, over 2,000 years ago, that same Jesus got up and he declared, I got all power in my hand. And that Jesus, I don't mind, praise God, if the Spirit gets on me and tell me to run, I'm going to run. If the Spirit get on me and tells me to raise my hand, I'm going to raise my hand. If the Spirit gets on me and tell me to dance, even though I can't dance, praise God, I'm gonna dance for the Lord, because I did enough foolishness for the devil when I was in that world. But I thank God. I thank God for a cry of restoration. When we have fallen out of fellowship, when we have allowed sin to take over, there should be a cry of restoration. Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew, everybody say renew, renew the right spirit in me. There might be somebody here today. You don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Say, Lord, I'm out of fellowship with you. I don't feel right. And I want you to restore that joy that was in me. He promises that he would do it. Mm-hmm. How many of y'all still have your joy? Oh. After all that I still have joy. After all the things I've been to, I still have joy. I'm talking about one who can restore the joy, thy salvation. He can restore the spiritual joy that you have. We live in a world today where we are bombarded with all kinds of negative things. But don't put your trust in this world. Put your trust in this God that we talk about, this God that we sing about, this God that we preach about. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-1-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
You thought I was worth saving.
That's why we trusted.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, Dominique. Bless us, baby.
So you cleaned me up. You thought I was to die for.
Oh my, a wretch like me.
So you